السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, it is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that we have this report back program of our activities of the last week. And today, our title is Our Trip to Ukhis. We'll come to that just now, inshallah. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions in a noble Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah that are ever recurring, showering upon us, we should announce it, pronounce it, but do not attribute it to ourselves. Always say, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. It is only, solely, exclusively the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala upon us. And thereafter, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who is not grateful to humanity, in reality, remember, he is not grateful to Almighty Allah. This is authentic hadith. Remember, in Tirmidhi Sharif. Today in South Africa, it is the 4th of Muharram 1442. In Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, in many other countries, it is the 5th. We'll explain all that as we go along, inshallah. Monday, alhamdulillah, last week, all the programs went well, and especially the morning program with Maulana Arafat and Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. They come in, mashallah, 2:30, 4:00, they start the program. And, you know, I come in 5:20 and so forth. Now we're starting around 5:15 for this week here, because now the days are getting longer with the help and mercy of Allah. So that program is taking great momentum, all with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then the tafsir, mashallah, we started on Monday, that Surah Fatiha. And 3 times with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, we completed the Quran Sharif. And this is now the 4th time we have started. And mashallah, our brother Tobela also, he has prepared all the, you know, podcasts as we go along. So that's very good for all of you, that you can listen to the tafsir in your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is very, very good as well. And Monday night was the Q&A. Alhamdulillah, all went very, very well. We say Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Tuesday, Wednesday, we have the bliss of marriage, and there you can see how our society is going. That is a barometer, that ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chira. Say, how many homes are breaking, meaning this divorce and these dysfunctional families, daughters, sons running away and divorce spiraling out of control. So it is an indictment upon the micro and the macro, our society in South Africa and the Ummah at large, because we receive, alhamdulillah, again, all thanks, gratitude, praise to Almighty Allah alone. So many calls come from beyond the borders of South Africa. And that was on Wednesday, Asr, I go read here in the Khanka. And mashallah, from there, then I go to Zakaria Darulum. And then I have about half an hour or so before Maghrib. And when I just enter, I can see the glow on Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab's Mubarak face, you know. He gets so happy that I'm there, and I've got a lust of question. I have a lust of information to give him. Hazrat, this happened in this country and that country, and keep him up to date with what's happening in the world. And then we have a list of questions and so forth. So we discuss all that academically. And thereafter, mashallah, Maghrib Salat. And then we go to the class. Hazrat teaches. I sit there with the students. And subhanallah, this time, you know what happened? That I was sitting with the students, and as I normally sit, and the student next to me told me, read. It was the long hadith. When you study hadith on Hajj, you call this one of the most famous hadith, hadith of Jabir radiallahu anh. Those of you who are ulama, those of you who are students, those of you who know the Arabic language, then this book here is a must for you if you really want to understand Hajj. Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, wrote a book called Juz'u Hajjatil Wida wa Umratin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, discussing in detail the Hajj of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Umrah Mubarak of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the pilgrimage and minor pilgrimage. The book was written in Arabic. And remember, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi al-Shaheed, Rahimahullah, he translated in Urdu. I have the Arabic and Urdu. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Allah. So I read, and I was so happy that I read in front of Hazrat Mufti Sahib. I don't know after how many years, you know, I'm reading something in front of him. But we just read 1, 2, 3 lines, and Hazrat reads after that a long hadith, and then he's explaining all the finer details and points and so forth. So it was wonderful, you know, because now Hajj, we always, our hearts are pining to go back to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, go and see Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. And then Hazrat mentioned that, remember that Hazrat Jabir radiallahu an, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu an, you know, he didn't mention this, what I'm saying. I'll tell you what doesn't mention. We say, when we study Asma'ur Rijal, the lexicon and the dictionary of the Rawis and reporters, Akhiru man mata bil Medina, is the last Sahabi to pass away in Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Hazrat said, in the entire corpus of hadith, you put all the hadith kitabs together, then you will find Jabir radiallahu anhu in Hajj, his name will come, and the ulama have agreed. If you know Hanafi fiqh, then you have Allama Ibn Humam and all of them. They wrote books on Hajj. He took the hadith of Jabir and put right in front. So then Mufti Rizaul Haqsab Hafizullah said, this is one hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, the long hadith. And remember that you will find the long hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim regarding the ghazawat, the battles of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You heard the tafsir today. I told you that in the second year was Badr in Ramadan, third year was in Shawwal, the Uhud battle, and in the fifth year was Khandaq, also during the month of Shawwal. So that hadith, lengthy hadith in Muslim Sharif, also reported by Jabir radiallahu anhu. So all these finer points we pick up, mashallah, that from Hazrat Mufti Sahib. So it was very good. Then we came back to the class, to the room, and then he asked me, what you doing? I said, no, I'm staying here, and after Isha I'll go. So again, nice interaction. It was very good, you know. These are moments I really relish and cherish, where I spend in privacy with Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and it becomes bay takalluf, actually. It's like two friends speaking, not teacher and, you know, student. But we always keep, maintain the respect, the love for Honorable Ustad. And, you know, sometimes there's a joke also cracked and so forth, so light movements. So it's very, alhamdulillah, very, very good. Allah Ta'ala give our Hazrat Siha, Afia, all our honorable teachers. My Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia and Appa Auntie Fatima landed up in hospital day in Durban, so every day we were in contact with them. Both of them are discharged, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala grant both of them also complete shifa. Inshallah, when we go to Durban, we'll visit them as well. New house, Naya Makan, Naya Makin. Allah give them their mashallah many, many years in their new house as well, inshallah. Thursday, everybody was excited about now the date, when is the first of Muharram. So you must remember that they in Makkah, Medina, that they already announced Thursday is first of Muharram, and remember that is what happened there. And South Africa, I read Salat here in Jami Masjid, or either Khanka or either Sufi Masjid. So Maghrib I read, after Maghrib I just came out of the Masjid, I looked up, the moon is smiling in my face, you know, 37, 38 hours. Moon almost. So subhanallah, anybody could have seen it. So that is how, mashallah. So Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Friday became the first of Muharram 1442 for us here in South Africa. We say Allah walaka shukru kullu walaka alhamdu kullu. Have you read the dua, O Muslim? Read now if you haven't read. It is late also, junction. Never mind, Allah forgive us. Better late than never. And that is when the new month starts. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, make this new moon a month of khair. And this new month, a month of khair and goodness. Wa rushdin and righteousness. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin, mentioned in Abu Dawood. And when the new year starts, Allama Imam Tabarani has mentioned in Mu'jam. So remember that you should read this dua. And the Imam of the Haram also read it, Sheikh Bandar Balila, in his khutbah on Friday in the ending whilst he was making dua. Allahumma adakhiluhu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam. O Almighty Allah, let this new year enter upon us with safety, security. And O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, that protect our and preserve our iman, our Islam. And wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman. Ya Allah, let us say those words, do those actions that will bring your pleasure envelopes us. Wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan, and we seek protection from the Satan and the Shaitan and all his cronies and agents. So wonderful dua, mashallah. And then, mashallah, we knew it was first of Muharram, Thursday night, Friday. And mashallah, then we had Sheikh Bandar Balila. He reads very well. Bandar, you might be wondering, in the Arabic language, Urdu, we all know what it means, and that in Arabic, remember, it means handsome, and second meaning that they have written that it means a harbor, Mina also is used. So remember, that is what it refers to, that, you know, that the harbor, you know, all the ships and boats and all. So anyway, so he delivered and he gave a very nice lecture, you know, about the hijrah and so forth and so on and so forth. So the lessons we can learn and so. So we translated that and made dua. And then I went to the Jami Masjid there. So our Jami Masjid, just one fact I will tell you, those of you who know lands, inshallah, one of the weeks I will speak about it more in detail. But mashallah, it is under the control of Mias Farm. If you know the history of Mias Farm came into existence in 1940. Allah Jalla Wala reward all the forefathers there, Maulana Muhammad Mia and all of them, Hazrat Mufti Sanjalwi, Rahimahullah, Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalwi, we're talking. They were the great, great ulama, and they were the luminaries of South Africa. Remember that. Allah Jalla Wala grant them the highest, highest stages in Jannat al Firdaus al A'la. Thousands of people, their students became Hufaz there and so forth. My own brother in laws, they were there in the 40s and they studied there and so forth. So mashallah, that everybody took some benefit in different ways, you know. So that is Mias Farm. Now this masjid here were the group areas act and apartheid and so forth. So they said that this Indian area on 22nd September, write this date down, 22nd September 1972, the Jami Masjid came into existence, subhanallah. And 1981, Hazrat Sheikh Mohana Zakaria Nawalallah Marqadahu came to Stenger for itikaf, and he spent 3 days here in Jami Masjid. First masjid, oldest masjid here in lands is Sabri Masjid, and the second one is this masjid. But I'll give you more details some other time. So mashallah, then I went there and I spoke about Muharram and about Ashura and the challenges and about Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, and who are the real people who murdered him and so forth. So you must remember, 100% is written in their own books. You you must remember, which we have, and we challenge any Shia on this issue. So remember that the Shias themselves, they murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Hussein cursed them before his martyrdom. I myself went to Karbala and Iraq, alhamdulillah, and then Sayyidina Hussein's beloved son and daughter cursed them as well. And all this is written in the Shia books and so forth. So we give it with the references and so forth. Just now I took out 30, 40 copies of it. So any ulama people want, then we just give it to them. You must know Arabic, obviously. So anyway, so that is what we discussed. Then we started receiving calls from Ukhis and other parts that our Hafiz Zubair Ali Ghani, Puti Ghani's brother, is very, very ill and critical. So I was thinking now I'll have to leave and go, but they said, no, you wait and so forth. So anyway, we started making dua and everything. So then Saturday again, we contacted the family and so forth. They said, no, he's still quite, you know, stable, but still critical and so forth. Then on Sunday morning at around 20 past 4 or 25 past 4 early morning, we received the call that our Hafiz Zubair Ali and his, Sikandar Ghani's son, Sikandar passed away also in Ramadan, and his son passed away, that is Hafiz and Auntie Bilkis, our Babi Bilkis's son. So he passed away. So obviously we had to go. So before I speak about that, I want to give you a background, how we all are connected and related. You see, my maternal grandparents, so Abu Bakr Suleiman and Aisha Suleiman, both passed away in Ramadan. Grandmother passed away on 27th night, and they both are buried there in Middelburg. When I was there just now 2 weeks ago, so I went to all their graves also. So they all were in Stenerton. If you go to the town masjid there in Stenerton, even now, so that is where they were. And now the masjid is renovated and that, and around there they had the, you know, ten shanty houses basically, and very simple structures and so forth. And my nanima, my maternal grandmother, if you ask the old people there in Stenerton, they used to call her Chips Khala. She used to sell chips. In that day, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu came from Tonk, from India. And his father was here before that, but went away and sent Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. And then, so my nanima, my nana, my maternal grandfather, mother, all of them were there. Four daughters, my mother Halima, and then Fatima, that is in Ukhis now, she's buried there. And then Maryam, Masi, and she's in Durban, and Rabia, she's in there. In Middelburg she's buried. So anyway, cut long story short, and my Hafiz Umar, so he first Maimon Hafiz, he 42 to 44 he became Hafiz. So that's how the family was. Then everybody got married and so forth and so on. So these are all my Masi, my Kala, my mother's sisters, children, grandchildren, all of them. See how all my Allah works. You take my uncle Abu Ghani, Abu Bakr Ghani, he passes away in Ramadan, 1999. I remember I was there in Makkah and we received the news. We made a lot of dua. And you know, he became Shaheed and so forth. So he was shot and whatever. So Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And then you find Masi, my auntie, passed away after that. And then you find that Sikandar passes away in Ramadan. So I was there for that janaza to perform as well. Now you find that now Sikandar and our Babi, our auntie Bilkis, these are the two sons and two daughters there. One is Bhuti Ghani, Bhuti is Ashraf Ali Ghani. And one is our other brother who passed away now, Hafiz Zubair Ali Ghani. So now 3-4 years ago, he had cancer and, you know, difficulty, everything. So Pak Saaf Hokar Chala Gaya. Allah Jalla Wala grant him the highest, highest stages of Jannah. And, you know, yesterday when I was there, I was finding out. So he became Hafiz by Mufti Ghulam. Mufti Ghulam spent several years there in Ukhis. And mashallah that he was one of the first Hufaz, this Hafiz Zubair of ours, mashallah. So because of Quran Barakat, he used to perform Taraweeh also. And yesterday I told our Hafiz Abdul Ghaffar that, you know, this masjid, when I enter here, Ukhis, I think of your father, my Maso, you know, Abu Bakr, Abu Ghani, Haji Abu Bakr Ghani, that it was all his effort. And obviously other people as well, but he was the main person, you know, get the masjid, get the graveyard, get everything sorted out and so forth. So this is all sadaqah jariyah for them, you know. So yesterday was a very, very busy day. Then we had to Fajr, came back, got ready, went to Zad Alum Zakaria and spoke to Hazrat Mufti Saab, and we had a lot of issues, you know, to discuss. Breakfast, and I told Hazrat, the janaza and my family, I have to go. So Hazrat just finished about 5 to 9, he spoke, and wonderful talk on Shahadat and martyrdom and so forth. How Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was martyred, how Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu was martyred and so forth. So I told Hazrat, now I'm leaving, and it before the dua, the zikr and the dua, and then we left from here about 9:30, myself and my wife. Before 11 o'clock, we were there, mashallah, and driving fast also with Allah's help. And then I met Maulana Ibrahim Kareem. Mashallah, Maulana Ibrahim Kareem is married to our Jackie's daughter. So Jackie is our Muhammad Hussein, you know, Gani Osman, so mashallah, Gani Umar. So anyway, so he's very ill. Make dua for Jackie also. Allah Jalla wa Ala, make things easy for him. I tried to speak and, you know, make dua, speak, but he was not too well. Allah make it easy. So I met Maulana Ibrahim. I told him, you know what, me, I have to make hudu and everything. Yeah, this big crowd, ladies, come, let's go quickly to your house. So mashallah, freshened up, came back, and the body was just taken out from the house, and everything happened on schedule. They said 11:15 is pick up, and 11:30 is janaza. And then we went. Anybody overseas, just Google it. O-G-I-E-S. O-G-I-E-S is called Ughis. And it is in the province of Mpumalanga. I think anywhere there you dig up, you will find coal. You just find mines and mines, coal and coal, and big, big trucks going to and fro, you know. So the old place where they were living, so we still remember that vividly. The one shop is still there, and the houses, most of them are demolished. The mines have taken over. Around the masjid also, there's mining not far from there. Around the graveyard also. And I was going to the graveyard, so we read our, we were there 11:30 exactly, and I had to perform janaza. So I asked our butti, says, must I start? He said, exactly 11:30, alhamdulillah, we had the janaza, and our family members were there, mashallah, and there we gave some advice as well. Then near the masjid is a graveyard, all very convenient, and now the road also is fixed up and everything. If you look at the graveyard, you know, so while they were burying and so forth, now here there are 2-3 incidents I want to share with you. You see that this brother, that is Zubair, Hafiz Zubair, who passed away, he's got a son, Ehsan. He's 21, 22 years old. Now, about 2-3 years ago, he had to bury his own brother, Zaidan. And remember, his father was gone to Aqsa and so forth. Now, imagine this Ehsan. He has to go down, bury his brother, that is Zaidan. And now he has to go down and bury his father. So when I looked at him, I hugged him and so forth. He kissed his father, you know. And that's the time I teared. So that is how we should be learning, that each one of us, our father, mother, especially in life. Therefore, each one of you who has a father, who has a mother, you should be making qadr of them. I can't understand today that you youngsters, you got so much time for your friends, you got so much time for your other pals and whatever, and you dump your father, mother in the old age home, or you don't care about them if they're at home. You're asking for trouble, and you're doing so at your own peril. That is the dua. Take their duas. Otherwise, you will regret for the remainder of your life, remember. So, mashallah, that all that. So, I went to all the grave. Uncle Abu Bakr, our Uncle Abu Masu Abu Bakr Ghani's grave, Mafatma Masi's grave, our Sikandar's grave, our Zaidan's grave. I looked around. I just see Ghani's and Mayats there, you know. So, most of them are buried there. Maybe one, two are buried somewhere else. So we made dua for all of them, and then the dua and so forth, all that. It was 12:15 by the time we finished up. 12:30 was adhan. 12:15 we read salat. We met the imam and muazzin. They know me, alhamdulillah. And thereafter we had lunch, and then I had to rush again to Maulana Ibrahim Karim's house, and I had to do the 2 Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi via telephone. So the engineers are here. Lukolo was here. Hafiz Wadi in Durban. I'm in Ughis, and alhamdulillah, the program went out. Like now I'm here, my brother Lucky is here. He will prepare, you know, the podcast, and we'll send it out to you. So this is how we are related. So we make dua, especially for our Barbie, Bilkis. She lost the son, Hafiz. She lost a grandson. She lost a husband. And remember, and a brother, Johnny Farooq, passed away just a few weeks ago. So all this comes to mind, you know. So remember, only Allah gives us the sabr. And if you exercise the sabr, see Islam. I am the imam. The mayyit is in front. So what do we say? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Allah, this is your mal. We remember the 48, 50 years we had with Zubair. We will relish and cherish all these moments, Ya Allah. But inna lillah, we belong to you, Ya Allah. And unto you is the return. So it's happened to all of us. None of us will live forever. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Then because it is the mayyit and then the imam and then the congregation, so remember, no ruku, no sajda. Ruku, sajda is solely, only, exclusively for Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So look at the beauty of Islam. And then, mashallah, a lot of brothers were there and all filled up the grave and so forth and so on. And thereafter that we had the Q&A, I must thank our Maulana Ibrahim Karim, his whole family, his two brothers, Zahir and Ashraf, mashallah, they went out of their way. Allah grant their father also is not too well, complete shifa. I met a lot of my family members, our Hafiz Abdul Ghaffar, mashallah. So he was there also, he seconded his younger brother. And I met Hafiz Muhammad, and from Middleburg, Hafiz Umar's son, and like that. So a lot of my family members, so you know, we met them. So anyway, end of the day, what do we say? We tell the family, see, you must read these du'as. Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. And read Surah 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Ya Allah, forgive us, our brothers and sisters who passed away before us. Grant our Hafiz Zubair, Ali Ghani, the son of Sikandar and Marhum, and our sister and auntie Bilqis, Jannatul Firdaus. Grant Zubair, grant our Buti and all of them, the Sabr, the sisters also, and the wife and the children, our Ihsan and his sister Zahra. So they lost, you must remember, a brother, and now they lost their father. So they know, and you know, all these things. So I met the father-in-law also from Maputo. So Allah Jalla wala grant all of them the sabr, our du'as, our them, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the family. Inshallah, 2:30 to 3 will be Sheikh Zakaria, 3 to half past 3, the repeat of this morning's Q&A, 3:30 to 5:30, Al-Amin Templeton, inshallah, and then 5:30 after Adhan till 6, the surahs, 6 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to upper 7, the repeat of my tafsir you heard today, and then 7:30 to 8, Mohana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah, 8 to 10, inshallah, Al-Aziz Q&A with Mohana Arafat tonight, and then 10 to 11, Mufti Rafi Usmani, that about controlling one's tongue in the Urdu language. Make dua for us, all the marhumin, and the entire Ummah Muslimah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abada.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, Radio Al Ansar and Sirius FM bring you Muharram 1422. Mufti A.K. Hussein lectures in Durban, reflecting on the Hijra, the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the significance of Ashura and the status of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu and the Ahlul Bayt radiallahu anhumah. First lecture will be in Durban on Wednesday, the 28th of August at Musla Abu Bakr Siddiq, 2 Grace Avenue, Westwood, after Isha Salah at 7:30. Thursday, 27th of August in Verulam, Mount Vernon Masjid, after Isha Salah at 7:15 with separate ladies' facilities. Then Friday, the 28th of August, Masjid Nurul Huda, Overport, Randalls Road, Juma, Bayan. On Friday, the 28th of August in Umzinto at Madrasa Miftahul Khair, after Asr Salah at 4:15. Then Jam Jami Masjid, Zintu after Isha Salah at 7:30. Saturday, the 29th of August at Avondale Musala, Durban, Morningside after Isha Salah. For inquiries, call 084-786-3132 or 011-854-2990. Brought to you by Marcus Sahaba and Capital.
Get your receiver tuned to Marcus Sahaba free of charge. For Durban and surrounds, contact Hafiz Muhammad Basa on 067-025-1770. If you're in Gauteng, contact Junaid on 084-304-0795. Marcus Sahaba, for the pleasure of Allah.
This program is brought to you by Speco Rice, bringing friends and family together over meals.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.